Let's go next to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mike's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, George, great to talk to you.
Thanks.
Long-time caller, first time getting through. I'll try to make this story short. I was sort of semi-retired in the late 99, 2000. I had built a cabin down in Negril, Jamaica. And I was going back and forth from Iowa to Jamaica. And
what a trip, huh?
Yeah, it was a great experience to do it, to build it. And needless to say, I lost all my money. I don't have that cabin anymore. But one night I was up late painting because, you know, I was doing all the work there, painting, sanding floors and everything. And I don't know if you know this, but down in the Caribbean they have these windows that are, they call them louvers. And it's slats of wood that you just pull a little handle and the wood goes up. So
yeah,
you see
exactly.
Out.
You've got like okay. A stick between them or something.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay. I'm painting in there, and I just felt like somebody was looking at me or something. And I looked out the window by my front door, and I saw approximately 40 feet away from me a silhouette in like a cowboy. And mind you, this was all black, but I could see the silhouette of it. He had like a cowboy slicker. You know what I'm talking about? Those
yeah.
long coats.
Oh, sure.
And a cowboy hat. And he was smoking a cigarette, and his eyes, all I saw was two red dots for his eyes. And I got to preface this with, I had never even heard of Coast to Coast then. I'd never even known about shadow people, which I have come to after I listened to Art what for the first time ever. All right, I'm going to jump up. I lost a lot of my money in the dot-com stock, so I went broke. I couldn't go to my cabin that much anymore, so I had to take a job. I took a job out in upstate New York with a fiber optic company.
Okay.
4 months later, they went broke. So now I'm driving back to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and through Indiana, I got this station on, and man, these guys are talking about some weird. The very first time I ever listened to Coast, Art Bell was talking about shadow people, and that sometimes they do show themselves in slickers and cowboy hats.
That's right.
And things like that.
They're
and I had
weird
never
things.
Even known it. Never even known it. And now, and I'm telling you, for 9 years, I've been trying to call in to tell this story. I've never gotten through. This is the story I've always wanted to tell. And it was an amazing thing. I never was really scared over it, seeing that. It was just really strange.
Most of us now think that these entities are coming from other dimensions, and they're somehow leaking through into ours. Some of them are aware they're here. Most of them aren't. They're probably just as surprised when you see them as they see you. They probably don't know, what are you doing here?
Right. Well, I did ask one of the people that live in the little area where I built my cabin. You know, it's all like Jamaica people that work. And
sure,
this
is sure.
This isn't a resort area or nothing. And I was told where this guy was standing 40 feet away from me, kind of across the path, across my little front yard, and then there was a path. And then on the other side, there was another tiny little shack that some chick was living in. And questioning, they said that someone had been murdered over by that little shack where this guy, where this shadow person was standing. And I wondered if that wasn't him coming back, maybe not getting out of his dimension yet.
That's very, very possible. We don't know exactly what they are. But again, as science begins to unravel the possibilities of other dimensions and multiverses, more and more of us are beginning to think that's where these things are coming from.